To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you enjoyed the long weekend. Well, at least those who got one. It is the 30th of August, 2022. Got the highlights of the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Mobile gaming, well, it seems to be in Sony's future. Yes, those people out there that make those PlayStations have announced they will begin to start producing mobile games designed specifically for the iPhone and Android devices. And they're going to be doing this because they decided to spend a little bit of money. Yes, an acquisition took place with Savage Game Studios. That company might sound a bit familiar to you. They've actually worked with companies such as Zynga and even Wargaming. Now, Sony wants to assure its customers currently, yes, you PlayStation nuts out there, it will not distract their efforts or take away any work from console gaming. This is simply providing new ways for people to engage with PlayStation content. Sony said in their statement that Savage Game Studios is joining a newly created PlayStation Studios mobile division and will operate independently from our console development. They will focus purely on innovative on-the-go experiences based on new and existing PlayStation IP. Now, they're not hinting much more than that, but it will be interesting to see what they have planned for the future. In the meantime, all we could do is just wait. Those NFTs. If you've been wondering when Facebook is going to support it, well, now they do. Boom, just like that. That's right, users can now post digital collectibles that they currently have in their digital wallets all across Facebook and, of course, Instagram too. And all they got to do is connect their digital wallets to the One app. Then you'll be able to access those NFTs from both platforms. We have heard Meta will be moving deeper into NFT territory, even though the market for digital tokens, yeah, it's kind of went... According to the folks over at Meta, though, they still believe in this, and they're pushing forward hard. Now, there have been indications that Meta is working on a marketplace, and this is where people can actually buy and sell NFTs. But just like with anything, if you build it, they will come. Sometimes they don't. As for Facebook and Instagram, well, they're just really going to have to wait to see if the gamble will actually pay off. Snapchatters, get ready for dual camera action. Yep, Snapchat is joining the bandwagon of being able to add dual camera functionality to its app. Now, yeah, it actually previewed at the Partner Summit earlier this year. It's taking a little while, though, to get it on board. And I can already hear you out there going, well, this isn't anything new. Well, you're right. In fact, you can actually go back a decade. Remember the popular app Front Back? Yeah, it kind of started there, although it's really gained popularity with the selfie app Be Real. But according to Snapchat, though, it's completely different from those platforms. Yeah, we'll see. Users can record videos using both cameras, of course, at once, and actually change up the layout of the two clips. Dual camera will also support Snapchat's signature augmented reality lenses. However, though, you can't do it in real time. Those effects can only be applied after the fact. Finally, hey, you got a nice collection there, the Apple Watch Pro straps out there. Thinking, yeah, I could interchange those, get a new watch, interchange it again. Ah, it's so much fun. Granted, Apple has increased the size of the Apple Watch over the years, but you've always been able to, you know, use the same old bands, particularly that favorite one you have. Now, you might be taking that favorite one you have and tossing it. According to the folks over at Mac Rumors, seems Apple's forthcoming rugged smartwatch, it doesn't look like it's going to be compatible with those existing straps. Now, the reason why we've been able to use the straps for so long, Apple's watch design hasn't really changed, but it seems the new Pro Watch will be a little bit bigger. And according to Mark Gurman, yeah, that guy over there, Bloomberg, your existing strap collection, it ain't gonna fit it. And of course, at the end of the day, take this with a grain of salt, it's just a rumor. Heck, Apple might be testing the waters to see how much they want to piss off the customer base. Then again, it is typical Apple, isn't it? Time to upgrade even your strap. Got a story no one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for all the British Tech Network content, britishtechnetwork.com. Check out the latest Big Show episode, just been posted over there. And get caught up on the Mac Show and the Photo Show, too. Don't forget to give us a like over there on Facebook at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Thursday, of course. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 48 hours. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.